Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Wilson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Wilson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Tomanek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Tomanek. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tomanek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tomanek fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Avila reaches second base with a double. Maris goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Tomanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomanek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Avila fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Avila reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field. Smith picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Avila scores. Minoso moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Minoso trying to get to home. Landis throws the ball into Batty who tags Minoso who's trying to score from second, for the out. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Don Rudolph now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Ward scores. Geiger goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Indians. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips bunts towards the mound. Tomanek fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Avila fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran strikes out. One out. Dick Tomanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomanek is 0-for-1 in the game. Tomanek strikes out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Avila fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maris. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Landis moves to third. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis scores. Rivera scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Sammy Esposito pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Batty moves to third. Don Mossy now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batty scores. Esposito moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Esposito scores. Aparicio moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Landis reaches second base with a double. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to third. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-2 in the game. Moran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Schirmlaller now catching. Ray Moore now pitching. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy strikes out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Maris strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Avila is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Harrell now playing third base. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Ted Beard pinch runs for Al Smith. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Beard now playing left field. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Carrasquel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rivera hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Jackson pinch hits for Ray Moore. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.